Welcome back. Today we're doing one of the simplest, most classic drum and bass tricks for making a drop hit harder without just turning everything up. Break mute automation. And I want you to really take this in, because in DNB the drop impact is often about contrast. If your break is rolling and busy, and then for a tiny moment it disappears or thins out, your brain goes, "Wait, where did the energy go?" And when it slams back in, it feels wider, louder, and more aggressive even if the meters barely change. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16-bar build into a drop, and you'll know three ways to create that pre-drop space: a hard mute, a filter to silence sweep, and a modern gate or stutter mute. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo to something standard for DNB. Try 174 BPM. Now, a simple but realistic drum layout. One track for your break loop, like an amen, a think break, or any break you like. Then separate tracks for kick and snare one-shots or a drum rack, optional hats or percussion, and a bass track. This matters because muting the break is most powerful when you've got layers. The break provides texture and movement. Your kick and snare provide the punch. So when the break disappears, it creates space and that space makes the punch feel bigger. All right, drop your break loop into arrangement view. Click the clip. Turn warp on and set warp mode to beats. For preserve, start with transient. That usually keeps the break feeling snappy without getting too weird. Now gain stage it. You don't need perfection here, but aim for the break peaking roughly around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. If your break is slamming near zero, you're stealing headroom from the drop, and the contrast won't feel as dramatic. Optional, but super common. Add drum busts on the break, add a little drive, maybe 5 to 15%. A bit of crunch if you want it gritty. Keep boom low, because DNB low end is sacred and you don't want the break fighting the sub. And try pushing transients up a little, like plus 5 to plus 20, to help it snap. Cool. Now we need a clear arrangement moment to aim for. Here's the classic structure. Bars 1 through 15, your builder rolling groove. Bar 16, your pre-drop tension. Bar 17, the drop. And for the mute timing, there are a few go-to options that work constantly in DNB. A 1-beat mute right before the drop. A 2-beat mute, so half a bar goes empty. Or a full bar stop for huge drama. We're going to start with 2 beats. It's strong, it's common, and it usually doesn't feel like the track fell apart. Method A, hard mute. This is the cleanest, most dramatic version. Click your break track, press A to show automation. On the break track, choose the automation lane for mixer, then track volume. During the build, keep your volume where it normally is. Then, in the last 2 beats of bar 16, draw it straight down to minus infinity. That's full mute, and right on the downbeat of bar 17, snap it back to your normal level. Now, quick teacher note, watch out for clicks. If you draw a perfectly vertical line, sometimes you'll get a pop, especially if the waveform is not crossing zero right at that cut. Two easy fixes. 1. Draw a tiny micro ramp instead of an instant drop. Think 10 to 30 milliseconds. You won't hear it as a fade, but it prevents the click. 2. You can also go into the clip view and enable fades, then add a tiny fade out right where the mute begins. Now listen around the transition. You should feel the break vanish for that last half bar, and when the drop hits, it should feel like the room just got bigger. Also, quick vibe tip, total silence can feel too empty if you don't leave a clue. Try letting a riser or a little FX tail continue while the break drops out. The silence feels louder when there's a tiny bit of air in it. Now method B, filter to silence. This is more DJ and jungle coded, because it feels like you're sweeping the break away instead of killing it. On the break track, add auto filter. Pick a high pass filter if you want that classic lifting out sensation. High pass means you're removing the low end, and as you sweep up, the break starts sounding lighter and thinner. Set resonance modestly, maybe 10 to 25% for beginners. Don't overdo resonance. It can get whistly fast. If there's drive, add a couple dB for edge. Now automate auto filter's frequency over the last bar, bar 16. Start lower, like 30 Hz, and sweep up toward 1 or 2 kHz by the time you approach the drop. This makes the break feel like it's rising out of the way. And here's a really effective combo. After you do the filter sweep, still do a tiny hard mute for the final beat. So beat 4 goes completely silent, and the drop hits like a punch. If you want extra tension, add a reverb after auto filter, or even better, use a reverb on a return track. Keep it subtle. Decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, and dry slash wet maybe 5 to 15% if it's on the track. Then automate it slightly up during the mute, so the break disappears, but the tail hovers. That hovering is what makes the listener lean in. But important coach note here, if you're using return tracks a lot, muting the brake track doesn't stop the return tails. Sometimes that's perfect. Sometimes it blurs your drop. So decide intentionally. If you want a clean slam at the drop, automate the return track volume down right at the downbeat. If you want suspense, let it ring, but consider high-passing the return so it doesn't cloud your kick and sub when the drop lands. Method C. Gate or stutter mute. This gives you that modern roller energy, like the brake is breathing or chopping right before the drop. Easiest way. Auto pan as a gate. Add auto pan to your brake track. Set amount to 100%. Set phase to 0 degrees. That's the key setting. At 0 degrees, it becomes amplitude modulation, meaning it's basically turning the volume on and off rhythmically. Change the shape toward square so it's more choppy. Set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16 for a fast stutter. Now automate the amount. During the build, keep it at 0 so nothing changes. Then in the last 1 to 2 beats, ramp the amount up to 100%. At the drop, slam it back to 0% so your brake returns clean and full. If you want an extra level up that still feels beginner-friendly, automate the rate to accelerate over the last beat. Go from 1/8 to 1/16 to 1/32. That acceleration reads instantly as energy increasing. Alternative, use the gate audio effect for tighter control. Set a threshold so it starts chopping, adjust release and return so it feels musical, then automate the threshold up near the drop to close the gate harder. Now let's talk about supporting moves that make this whole trick feel more professional. First, keep a tiny cue during the mute. This is huge. Instead of deleting all drums, let a single snare fill hit survive, or a reverse cymbal, or a vocal chop tail. One element is enough to keep the momentum so the silence feels intentional, not accidental. Second, add a crash or impact on the drop. Bar 17 beat 1. Even a quiet one helps the downbeat read, especially on smaller speakers. Third, optional. If the break is still playing during the drop, sidechain it gently to the kick. That helps the kick punch through without you turning anything up. Use a compressor on the break, sidechain from the kick, ratio around 4:1, attack 5 to 15 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, and aim for 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Now common mistakes to avoid. If you hear clicks or pops at the cut, do the micro ramp or clip fade we talked about. If you mute everything and the groove dies, leave one small element alive. If you filter but it's still loud, remember, filtering changes tone, not always level. Combine the sweep with a small volume dip or a final hard mute, and if your build is too loud, the drop won't feel bigger. Leave headroom. Let the arrangement create loudness, not clipping. Two more pro-style ideas you can steal right away. 1. Narrow then explode. Put a utility after your break processing and automate width down toward 0 to 30% in the final beat. Then snap back to 100% on the drop. That stereo opening makes the drop feel wider without changing volume. 2. Mute earlier in the chain if you need true silence. Track volume is post-effects, so if you have reverb or delay on the same track, you may still hear tails. If you want the break to vanish before those effects, put a utility at the top of the break's device chain and automate its gain down instead. Then use reverb and delay on return tracks if you still want tails during the silence. Alright, quick mini exercise to lock this in. Build a 32-bar loop. Bars 1 to 16, rolling build with break, hats, and a simpler bass. In bar 16, automate method B, high pass sweep up. Then in the last one beat, add method A, hard mute to minus infinity. Bar 17, drop hits with full drums and bass. Then bounce 8 bars around the drop and listen on headphones and on speakers. And here's the rule, judge it by feeling, not by meters. The goal is that the downbeat feels larger, even if the peak level doesn't jump much. Quick recap. Break mute automation is a high-impact DNB arrangement move. You're creating intentional space so the drop lands harder. Hard mute is the clean, dramatic stop. Filter to silence is the classic sweep away tension. Gate or stutter creates modern movement and nervous energy. And the best drops usually keep one little cue element alive, so the silence feels like a setup, not a mistake. If you tell me what substyle you're making, like jungle, liquid, neuro, jump up, or tech step, I can suggest an exact 16-bar pre-drop pattern and where to place the gaps on the grid for that vibe.